Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Head of production and co-host, Seth Haphacker.
Good morning.
And let me double check. Yep, the best listeners in the radio are out there waiting. All right, thank you for being here, everybody. Hope you had a great weekend. Let's kick things off the way we like to with our friend, Brittany Merlot. Brittany, what the what?
No, right?
No, we knew this was coming. You warned us about this. You warned us.
I was hoping my forecast was just going to be a complete bust, and it was just going to be all rain, all snow, but no. Oh, man, ice is the worst. I did nothing this weekend because of it. How about you guys?
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, it was not a fun weekend. No.
No, and it looks like in Portage County, there's still about 2,500 of you without power this morning. These are stretching, these power outages. I mean, it was nearly 70,000 customers without power yesterday afternoon.
Wow.
I've seen videos of trees just snapping in half, sounding like gunshots in the woods. I mean, coming crashing down on cars, property, power lines over streets. It was a mess this weekend, and I just hope that everyone is okay, and I hope that the power comes back on pretty, pretty quickly for a lot of us, but... Man, those crews working out in this weather, got to give them props.
Yes. Shout out to all of our city workers. Some are right in front of us
right now. Yeah, they're working right now.
They're working in front of us. So, yeah, we hear you, Brittany, and a good shout out right there.
Yes. You guys got, I'm seeing reports of at least 0.2 inches of ice into your area. You've also got the Wisconsin River flooding, too. It's about 2 feet up from its banks right now. So low-lying areas in Stevens Point, Plover, you're seeing some flooding, and that thing's continuing to rise, of course, because we've got all that precipitation that we just got still making its way into the riverbanks. So lots and lots of problems out there. The good news is the sun is out, finally. Goodness gracious. Wave goodbye to that terrible storm. We're going to be mostly sunny today. Highs of about 40 degrees. A little breezy, though, with winds out of the north. But hey, at least we're climbing above freezing. It should start to melt. Whatever you guys have. Speaking of, how much snow did you get? I'm not seeing reports from your area.
Wasn't a ton.
Let me double check. Too much. Yes. I'm seeing the reports as too much, Brittany.
Inexact, but it's apropos.
I need to go out and shovel my sidewalk later.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, it feels like sometimes, Brittany, as human beings, we get too caught up and we're not listening to the earth. We're not listening to nature. Then there are times where I can't understand what she's saying. I have no idea what she's saying right now. I don't know what, but we're listening. We're listening. We're paying attention. And we're that much more prepared. Thanks to you, Britt. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much. You guys enjoy the sunshine.
You too.
You too.
Have a good day.
The best in the business right there. Brittany Merlot joining us all week long. Looking forward to hanging out with her and keeping you up to date on the ever-changingness that is Mother Nature.
Yeah.
We're also going to be talking about, you know, nature and politics. Boy, they got a lot in common. we'll be talking about the election tomorrow, certainly. Not only talking about that, but having some fun with some campaign promises. We'll get into some of that as well. We've also got grandpas and sneakers. and things that have gradually disappeared over the last decade without people really noticing.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. The old fadeaway, yeah.
It's a Monday. nice, I like that. It's a Monday. 9 o'clock hour, going to feature Beth Haphacker, and the kitchen's open. Looking forward to that. We'll have some entertainment news for you, including the top 20 TV houses Americans want to live in.
Okay.
as we wrap up the 9 o'clock hour, are these the best backyard games of all time?
Ooh.
Little behind the curtain look here. When I came up with that, I thought, oh, it's going to be a lot. It's spring. We're going to be having nicer weather. I apologize.
Put it in your back pocket for when the weather is nice again. Yeah.
Right now, we could kind of build a snowman.
A very small snowman. Yeah.
Or maybe a snow ant.
There you go.
Like Brittany, hope everybody had a great weekend. Hope you too had a good weekend and everything. I know that, you know, with the weather and all that, it couldn't have been the greatest maybe for some, but hopefully you made the most of it. You enjoyed it. There's a couple of things that came up over the weekend that I noticed I wanted to talk about. And one of them is, yes, March Madness, but a very different type of March Madness. March Napness. March napness. Now, I'm not bringing this up just for an opportunity to shoehorn that I am in third place in the Civic Media March Madness poll. That is not why I'm doing this. No. I'm not sure where that even came from. Yes. Who brought that up?
Put that shoehorn down, man. Yeah, put that down.
Yes. But as a side note, did anybody ever have to use shoehorns growing up?
I did.
I had to use them all the time. And I thank you. Because
I did,
feel like,
yeah.
Like, even my brother and sister would make fun of me for them. Like, I didn't know many people that did. Like, usually people just tried to shove their foot through the...
Why is it my foot?
Yeah. It just, you do the stand-up.
Yeah.
The stand-up. And you
and the stamp.
Yeah.
Yep.
Your own thumb becomes a shoehorn.
Yes. And it's very painful. It can be very painful, actually. Yeah.
Exactly. But you just
guys,
keep pushing.
Untie the laces, for
yes.
Pete's sake.
Yes.
Oh, that's what it
just
was.
Untie
oh,
my, them.
I am not proud to admit that it was just this weekend that I just did this. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He needed a shoehorn.
An international animal welfare group announced the start of March Napness, a March Madness-style bracket tournament tracking when bears at sanctuaries across Europe will wake from their hibernation.
Oh.
This.
That's awesome.
Four Paws, which operates animal sanctuaries across the world, kick off the annual tournament with a bracket of 23 European brown bears living at six sanctuaries in Europe. Quote, the sleepiest bear wins, Four Paws spokesperson Claire LaFrance told NPR. The bear that remains sleeping the longest is crowned king or queen for that year.
Nice.
LaFrance said a bear is kicked out of the bracket after waking from hibernation and remaining active for at least 5 days.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Now, I was joking about the Civic Media pool, although thank you to everybody playing along. It's been a lot of fun. But the real reason I want to bring this up is there was a couple of things in this article I didn't know. I think, like a lot of us, you learn at a certain age, bears hibernate, end of story. Mm-hmm. You don't really dive into it too much more or anything like that, but bears hibernate, but they don't sleep consistently, nonstop
right.
through the whole time.
Yeah, they wake up. Yep.
That was news to me. Mm. It also seemed like, yeah, of course. James.
Had to roll over, once in a while.
Did I mention I had to untie my shoelaces to jam my foot? No.
This is much like when we wake up in the middle of the night and you barely open your eyes when you're going to the bathroom and then try to get back in bed and keep your eyes closed as much as possible so you don't fully wake up.
Perfect analogy. Perfect.
That's what the bears
yes,
do.
Yes,
they do.
The bears were all rescued from captivity and aren't able to return to the wild, LaFrance said. Some of the bears are more reliant than others, relying on humans than others. Mm. And it's part of the awareness they're able to bring to this. They're able to raise funds and certainly stuff, but it's also just a lot of fun.
Love it. March Napness. Mm. It's a great name,
March
too.
Napness.
If you go to fourpawsusa.org, you can see the entire list of entries, like Masha and Rocco. Ida's a beautiful bear. I like bears. I'll admit that.
Bears are like they're kind of majestic animals, you know.
Oh yeah.
I think they're really remarkably looking animals.
If you go here and you see Jetta is an Instagram like influencer.
Oh my gosh.
Like just right away. Like
got
that's
the,
a pose.
Got the chin on the paw there. Yeah. That was very, very photogenic.
Posed out and everything. It's a fun thing. You can go ahead and check out everybody. And also at the same time, you are able to see like real time videos of these bears waking and kind of literally stretching. Like they stretch when they wake up and everything.
Do they make old bear noises when they do it?
Of course they do.
I'm going to be honest. I wasn't sleeping last night anyway, but I was up half the night watching some
watching
of these
bears wake up?
Yes. That's what I did with my productive night.
Did you notice that it said that the March Napness is aimed at teaching the public about two subjects, bear conservation and the importance of rest, James?
Was that lost on him? I don't know.
I thought I covered the conservation part. I did not see that latter part. Thanks.
Yeah.
He was willfully blind on that
Sleep
one.
Sleep is self-care, and there's no harm in taking a little nap when you need it.
But I'm not doing this for comedic purposes. I completely missed that part.
You're really welcome.
Thank you. Why you hired me. Yeah, you're the best, Melissa.
The irony. I'm watching these bear videos while I'm not sleeping,
I am completely red-faced right now, or whatever skin tone I turn. That you got me on that one. I'm going to be following this. I want to see who wins this one and everything.
It'll be interesting.
That's
it'll be
cute.
Fun.
I also wanted to touch on this one real quick before we go to break. A lawyer in Fort Worth, Texas is in the news for claiming you could get a DUI from drinking too much coffee.
What?
Whoa.
Maybe should have warned you guys about this one before you hit the road today. I apologize. He posted a video about how DUI and DWI don't just mean booze or illicit drugs. If they impair your ability to drive, legal drugs can also get you in trouble. And he specifically mentioned caffeine. He said it's not something that actually happens. It just could. But there are examples of people getting arrested for it. A guy in California got pulled over in 2015 for driving erratically. Caffeine was the only thing in his system, and they charged him with a DUI for it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that does make sense.
It does make sense, yeah.
I mean, we've all had that one time where we're like, whoa, I have had way too much caffeine. I'm twitchy. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't sit still. Right. So, yeah, I could see that.
Where everything's shaking.
Yeah.
They eventually dropped the charge after they couldn't prove that there was enough caffeine in his system to be intoxicated from it. But theory is, yes, you could be pulled over and you know, for an espresso. Right.
Many espressos.
I thought this was very interesting. Now, it is a funny that a right story and everything. We're certainly leaning into the comedy of this. But at the same time, like if they were to try, I couldn't imagine being the attorney trying to prove or what the parameter is. Oof, now, we have an alcohol limit that, you know, you blow into, you see that and everything.
Certain blood level,
So, okay, I need to know if you can run around this cop car 20 times in 5 seconds. And if you can, then it's probably you've had too much.
Yeah, right.
I'm holding up a finger. How many do you see?
Yeah,
like,
right.
I don't know how you even test for something. Like, that just seems interesting.
Man, if you drink enough caffeine to make your vision blurry, boy, you need to cut back.
Do you feel like this is
switch to decaf?
Like, not that you can do this, obviously, in a legal court of law, but do you feel like this is one of those ones where you just know when you see it? Like,
kind
like,
of
like,
thing.
Okay,
yeah.
This is you have
you're
had
on way, something.
The suspect is vibrating right now.
You have had way too much coffee. Way too much, or the monster drinks, or whatever it is.
Whatever
that you're
it is
drinking,
yeah.
You know. I don't think I've ever. I can't imagine I've ever had this much caffeine. At the same time, I don't know. Like, maybe I have, and I just wasn't paying.
You're just not trying hard enough.
Yeah, that's it. That's what it is. We are going to get to the birthday and anniversary club from El Cafe coming up. We'll have some more fun for you lined up coming up on the morning show here at WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself tomorrow when they open their doors, everybody. They'll be back open tomorrow. Hopefully they had a great weekend and they have a good Monday over there. You can go ahead and get ready for what you want to order. You can go to elcafewi.com, take a look at their menu, take a look at things and see what you like, and then completely throw it away when you see their specials.
Exactly. Because yeah. You'll change. Guys, you'll change your what you want, I swear.
You might. I had pie this weekend for breakfast.
Pie for breakfast.
Good on you. Blueberry crumble. It was so good.
Yes, she's coming over to the dark side. Come join us in the pie.
Well, you know, I almost went with the bread pudding because Lori was telling me about it. Lori makes all the pies and all the desserts. And she outlined what she put into her bread pudding for me because I needed to know about the dairy content.
Right.
She put craisins in it instead of raisins.
Yes, that's I would prefer that personally.
And it sounded absolutely delicious, but it had sweetened condensed milk in it. I was like, I better go with the blueberry.
Oh, that's too
bad.
Because a good bread pudding.
I really wanted to try it.
Bread pudding is so good. Oh, my gosh.
And you prefer cranberries in it?
Craisins. I don't like raisins, but I do like pruned, I don't know, whatever you call it.
No.
Cranberries. I do like craisins.
Dried cranberries?
Dried cranberries.
My brother loves them, too. Yeah. That's good. Go ahead and make some room and tomorrow, everybody.
Do. Sorry, James.
No, please. No, please. We appreciate you over there at El Cafe. Visit them tomorrow, everybody, when they open their doors. Big shout out to them. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. And keep in mind, not only do they sponsor this segment, but they give us the opportunity at the beginning of every month to give a couple of our recipients two $20 gift certificates for El Cafe.
Ooh.
We do that tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. Oh, you guys are lucky. Goodness. You get to choose the winner.
Yeah.
How are we done with
March?
I'm Melissa. I've been thinking about all weekend. I swear, weekend it's been going through my head.
Good riddance to March is what I say. It's been, the weather's been just blah.
Yes and no.
just feels like the year has been going by really fast.
But it's also been 3 years long.
Yes. It's another. We got another one of those years.
They happen every now and then.
We thank everybody getting us those birthdays and anniversaries. Appreciate y'all out there. Keep them coming. We want more. You can email us info@WFHR.com. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages, and you can call up.
That's right. You can call 715-424-2600 and chat with us. Tell us your birthday or anniversary. We want to hear from you.
We do.
Be sure to have that app handy because, of course, up and down the state, we got Civic Media's Breaking the Spring Text Win contest going on. We'll have another keyword for you in the 11 o'clock hour. We'll talk more about the contest a little bit later.
Yeah.
Keep that app handy, everybody. And I need a one or a two. Seth, give it to me.
Two.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We can get right to the celebrating. First up, we wish a happy birthday to Molly Sanderson.
Happy birthday, Molly.
Happy birthday, Molly.
Enjoy the day. Hope it's a good one. Molly calls in a number of our requests over on the Sunrise Show.
Yeah, she does. Awesome.
One of her requests was to mention her on the birthday anniversary club today. I'm like, yeah, I can do
very
that.
Very good, perfect. Molly. Very good.
Yeah.
Be your own advocate.
Molly says my voice is different on the Sunrise Show than it is here. And I'm not trying to do that. I don't know if I got to really check.
I think it's the difference between like music radio talk radio.
Yeah.
Because I'll bet you I bet you that is a thing. I wouldn't be surprised.
I guess when I think about it, I wouldn't. She just told me like an hour ago. So I haven't really had a chance to think about it. But as I am talking about it out loud right now.
Right.
Yeah, I imagine that the old the DJ that grew up at in classic rock.
Right.
Still comes out every once in a while.
I'm sure it does.
It's not surprising. Have a great day, Molly. And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Tony Bailey.
Happy birthday, Tony.
Happy birthday, Tony.
Enjoy the day, Tone. Hope it's a good one for you. Well, let's go ahead and take a look at our celebrity list. Jack Antonoff is 41. Bleachers lead singer and songwriter, frequent music producer and songwriter with Taylor Swift.
Oh, ooh.
I didn't hear a lot of the Bleachers for a while. I heard a little of them a while back, and now I listen to a bunch of it. It's good stuff.
Not bad.
He did something that I didn't think could be pulled off. He, and I'm not sure if they're still touring. I think they wrapped it up. But he basically brought back a lot of like that 80s saxophone rock, but with just, you know, modern music or modern instruments, I should say. And it sold out arenas. He sounds so much, and he completely owns it. He sounds a lot like Bruce Springsteen in the E Street Band. Without sounding like Bruce, the vocals.
Right, yeah.
But
I guess you'd call it. Yeah.
He also makes it real clear. It's he's doing it out of honor. He's doing it out of, trying to, and he's does a nice
homage to.
Yes. Got to bring those saxes out.
A guy I love listening to interviews and just singing. Ryan Bingham is 44. Picked up a Best Original Song Oscar for the theme to Crazy Heart some years back. The Weary Kind was the name of it. Jeff Bridges sang it in the movie, but that's Ryan singing it on the soundtrack.
Ooh, cool.
I think he was on Yellowstone, I want to say, too, had some songs on there. South Side of Heaven. I heard that song, and I'll be a fan of his for the rest of my life. Like, that man can sing. He can play.
Nice.
Really fun to watch his live stuff, too. He's one of those guys that works with the audience. It reminds me actually a little bit of Johnny Cash, the way he talks with the audience so nonchalantly.
Mm-hmm.
Good singer-songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. I mean, one of the greatest actors of our generation, there's no questioning that, but I think he's one in the top 100 of all time. Ewan McGregor is 54 today. Obi-Wan Kenobi in the Star Wars prequels. Emmett and Rey in Fargo. Was in the live-action Beauty and the Beast.
Mm-hmm.
So many, many great roles for Ewan McGregor. Moulin Rouge. Mm-hmm.
Trainspotting.
My God, Trainspotting.
That's what the movie that broke him. Yeah.
Just one of the more powerful, stronger, gentle, natural actors I've ever seen.
And he doesn't use it a lot in his roles, but I love his natural Scottish accent.
Oh, my God, yeah.
His normal speaking voice is awesome. I love it.
Fantastic Scottish accent.
Yes.
Did a really cool thing a couple of years back with a buddy of his that they took motorcycles and drove up and down like all these crazy locations and everything to get to. And just promoting like local businesses and a lot of that the whole way they were doing it.
Oh, cool.
That was really a cool thing.
Yeah.
One of the greater guitar players of all time, Angus Young, is 70. The Duck Walk, I believe, is 45. Original member of AC/DC. You don't have AC/DC without him. You can't tell the history of rock without Angus Young. I mean, yeah.
Some immortal riffs, man.
I just incredible. Not only incredible guitar player, incredible, almost front man. Mm-hmm. You know, where it, whoever,
if you have a band with co-frontmen, like the singer and the guitarist, that would be AC/DC. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Al Gore is 77. Wow. Former vice president and many other things, I could say. I
didn't realize how young he was when he was vice president.
Here's a weird one. And this happens to me almost every time we do the birthday and anniversary club, but I don't really talk about it much. And I don't know why I am right now.
but here we go.
So Al Gore is 77. Mm-hmm. Rhea Perlman is also 77.
Wow.
And that just seems wild to me. I don't know why, but it just does. Carla on Cheers, and Barbie creator Ruth Handler in the Barbie movie. Of course, formerly with Danny DeVito. They're mm-hmm. not together anymore, but they're still very close, very good friends. Mm-hmm. And Cheers. Is really where we know her mostly from. But mm-hmm. So much great work she's done.
Yes.
The great Gabe Kaplan is 80. Mr. Kata from Welcome Back, Kotter.
Of course.
He's also a finance whiz and an amazing poker player. He's won well over $1 million just playing poker.
Really?
Yeah. So take that, Mr. Woodman. If you get that reference.
Boy, I can tell what shows James liked as a kid. Yeah. Boy, yeah.
God, I loved Welcome Back, Kotter. It was the only show in history, and even to this day, that had like a mixed Jew on the show. I mean, of course I loved it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Gabe Kaplan was fantastic.
Yes.
The mustache, even better. The great, the legend, Christopher Walken is 82, brilliant actor.
Wow, 82 years old.
Yeah.
Wow. Man, what a career.
I love not only Christopher Walken's tree of IMDb movie mm-hmm. roles, but look at all the branches to pop off of that with his classic runs on SNL mm-hmm. And some of the sketches that he did there. Some of the interviews that he's done, I mean, just incredible work. And I know that like a lot of actors his age, he's become a bit of a caricature.
Right.
And doesn't, you know, quote unquote, act as much anymore. I don't do this very often, and it's not for everybody. I think it might even be rated R, so certainly for adults. But there's a movie. The title is going to throw you. Seven Psychopaths. But it's not. It's a dark comedy. It's a dark right. comedy. Sam Rockwell and him are in it.
Oh.
And it's maybe the last time I saw Walken really acting. Mm. And man, there's a difference. He's got a monologue at the end there that when Walken acts, God, it's good. Another great sneaky role of his, Pool Hall Junkies. There's a monologue from that that I've been doing in auditions for over 10 years.
Wow.
And I can't tell you how many roles it's maybe helped me land. Mm-hmm. It's an incredible monologue, one of my favorite of all time, and it's one of my favorite Walken performances.
Well, he's a good monologuist. I didn't realize.
He's so
of
good.
Course, the famous mm-hmm. Pulp Fiction one, right? You know,
the watch.
Yeah.
The watch.
But then also all the roles that he played, you know, like in kids' movies.
Yes.
Yes.
In Mouse Hunt, Kangaroo Jack. I don't know if that's really a kids' movie, but... Jungle Book.
Incredible.
And of course, I have to mention the 1985 James Bond, A View to Kill.
Oh my God, he's so good.
He's one of the best Bond
villains
of all time.
Of all time, man.
There's a couple of people in that one too that were really good. That's such a sneaky good James Bond movie.
Oh, here, one honorable mention, the video for Weapon of Choice from Fatboy Slim.
When I was talking about that tree and the branches off,
yes.
That's one of the branches.
That is an awesome video.
Yeah, yeah. More cowbell. I mean, anybody?
Yeah, I mean,
he's great. What a career.
I know,
just
amazing.
Incredible. William Daniels is 98. Mr. Feeny in Boy Meets World.
Mm-hmm.
And the voice of Kit.
The voice of
in
Kit.
Knight Rider.
Yes.
Dustin Hoffman's dad in The Graduate. Forgot about that one.
That's right.
I forgot about that.
William Daniels is great. I love him. He's got a great voice.
What a voice.
Yes.
What a voice.
That New England accent that he's got and everything. Yeah. Michael.
Oh, so good. And some people no longer with us, like the legend of hockey, Gordie Howe, born on this day in 1928-2016. Wayne Gretzky has never called himself the greatest or ever said he was mm-hmm. the greatest hockey player, majorly because of Gordie Howe.
Right.
Like, you will never hear Wayne Gretzky call himself that or rave about himself yep. being the greatest, even right. though we all call him that, because yep. of Gordie Howe.
Before Gretzky, there was only Gordie Howe.
Yes.
He was considered the greatest player before Gretzky, so...
I don't know what there is for us after this journey, after this adventure, but I know that wherever it is, Gordie Howe is playing hockey without a helmet. whatever is happening.
And it doesn't hurt anymore.
I cannot guarantee you of anything in this universe or after, but I can promise you that Gordie Howe is playing hockey somewhere without a helmet.
He was playing in his 50s. That guy was crazy.
He literally is the oldest player. Chris Chelios would be the player that played the longest in the NHL at like 48 like or something. But no, Gordie Howe had to do it like in his 50s. He was still in literally playing professional hockey.
Yes. It's insane.
Incredible. 26 seasons.
Yes. Insanity.
There, Melissa, I know you don't, you could care less, but I think but there is something in hockey called a hat trick. You score three goals in hockey
in a game.
There's also something called the Gordie Howe hat trick, where you score a goal, an assist, and get in a fight. It's a Gordie Howe hat trick.
That was Gordie Howe.
And civil rights leader and legend Cesar Chavez, born on this day in 1927, passed away in 93. Not a perfect man, but my God, some of the quotes, some of the things that he accomplished in his life. If you are, if you love this country, if you love the ag industry, if you love farmers, there are so many things that Cesar Chavez did in his lifetime.
You need to hear his story. Because it is so important. It's one we do not talk about nearly enough.
Not enough. Not enough. It's nothing against some of these civil rights leaders we've had.
No.
But I feel like out of all of them, he is the one that gets brought up the least. And he is the most current.
Yes. That's what I was going to say. He's the most relevant right now. He's very relevant. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Worked for 3 decades to achieve dignity, respect, fair wages, medical coverage, pension benefits, and humane living conditions for farm workers union.
Yep, for migrant workers and farm workers. Mm-hmm. Yep.
We will take a time out. We will come back and have some fun with a couple of topics we got lined up for you. Coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Hope you're having a great Monday out there. Be safe. Look out for each other, everyone.
Careful driving.
We're going to talk about election and election promises right now. Name a campaign promise that would secure your every electoral vote. Now, we're doing this in fun.
Mm-hmm.
We're also doing this, I will be completely honest with the audience, as a segue to mention that I think it's pretty wrong to be able to buy a vote. Don't think you should be able to do it.
No.
And I can't believe that that has a chance to be controversial. I can't believe the world that I'm in sometimes, that that's something that's okay. And as a side note, if you were in school and some kid came up to you and said, hey, I'm going to give you all these cupcakes, or I'm going to give you $20 if you vote for me, does that instill confidence in that person? Does that make you think?
That's a great point.
Yeah,
you know?
That's somebody that definitely, like, if you're good at this, you don't need to pay for it.
Yep.
You don't need to do that. Like, that seems pretty, like, on any side of the aisle, in any form of voting.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, like, class president on up. Mm-hmm. Like, that just don't seem right to me. Please tell me I'm wrong. Please tell me. 715-424-2600. Text me. Tell me, like, what the defense of something like this is. Because if it's ridiculous. The defense of getting people out to vote, I thought that's what your job was, was to get people out to vote. Are you not good at your job? Because you should not even be here then.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not surprising it's coming from somebody who's not from this country.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't grow up with American values, with America, with the way we do things around here. You're not supposed to be able to do that in democracy.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what happens when you have somebody who did not grow up in this country, is not from this country, trying to run this country. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Again, please correct me if I'm wrong and tell me how that I'm wrong and you need to do this and this and this. I'd love to hear. I'd love to hear the defense of this one because I...
Starbucks would like a word.
Yeah.
Remember when they got in trouble for offering a free cup of coffee if you had come in with a I voted sticker?
People lost their minds at that.
Yep. But it's okay to offer checks.
That was the other side, Melissa. That's why it was bad. It was the other side that did it. So, you know, when my side does it, it's okay.
Can we just get people to start owning that? that you're okay being hypocritical when it's your side, mm-hmm. I would actually have a little more respect for that.
Me too.
That just quit lying to me. Just own it. Just own that you're hypocritical at this moment.
Yep.
I admit I'm hypocritical on things all the time. I'm very biased about The Simpsons. I'm incredibly biased, you guys. There was a new episode for the first time in months yesterday, and all I want to do is talk about it because it was really good. But I'm not going to do that. We're going to talk about funny campaign promises.
All right.
It's just a silly meme that's out there, you know, saying things that, you know, would actually do this. Like promising to make all fast food places serve breakfast all day. No more do you get to the place and, like, you try to order your breakfast, but it's 10:05.
Yeah,
yes,
right.
It's 10:01.
I'm sorry, we don't serve breakfast anymore.
Our long national nightmare of this would be over. Pledging to bring back original movie ideas, not just remakes and sequels.
Ooh, that might get you something there.
As your next president, I will personally make sure that Hollywood listens.
Listen to me.
As we have this prequel that we'd like. No, get out of here. No, no.
Dude, I love your Hollywood executive voice there. I love that. Oh, you need that more. Yes.
Banning your items just shipped alerts when it's just really label created.
Isn't that such a... It's a bait and switch.
Banning those super bright LED headlights that blind you at night.
Yes.
I'm totally with you.
Or the ones that are like different colors, like the blue ones. Oh, I don't...
So distracting.
Those.
Yeah. Not cool.
Yeah, that's a good one. I hadn't thought of that one. Yeah. Shoes staying on at all TSA checkpoints.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I think we're over that now. Please, 20 years or whatever long it's been. Yeah.
Well, the thing that I've had TSA agents mention, and not to me, but I've heard them talking about, I think it was the last time I went flying, so it was a while ago, but those machines that you walk into and they spin around.
Yep.
Those are supposed to be able to figure out the shoe thing, too.
Everything, right, yeah.
I don't know that for a fact. That is not fact. I'm just, that is what I overheard.
Okay.
I don't know for sure. So I don't know. There might be, to me, what you're saying, you know, what are we doing it twice for? You know,
right, kind of yeah.
At the same time, that's probably the one that I'm least, like, agitated by. I don't, like, I'm fine.
It's an inconvenience, mostly, so, yeah.
I don't know. I think that there's a number of these that, you know, can be a lot of fun, can be kind of interesting. I'd love to hear from you guys.
And, yeah.
And PG show, have fun with it. And most
I love that we have to warn that every time.
Just in case. Just in case. Yeah.
And a bigger reminder, go to myvote.wi.gov. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you are registered. You are all set and ready to go tomorrow. And get out there and help democracy ring. Help democracy keep going.
Make sure you have your ID with you, because that is the law now.
Mm-hmm.
That you need an ID to vote. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you knew that out there. But you already need an ID to vote.
You do already need an ID to vote.
Yeah, yes. Melissa has reported on it many times. She's
the polls are open 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. tomorrow. Make sure to get out and cast your make your voice heard.
There you
go. Yeah.
And yes, bring your ID because it's a requirement.
Yes.
Myvote.wi.gov. Before we go to break, I wanted to get to this one right here. GQ says Grandpa shoes are in fashion now.
Velcro's back.
What are Grandpa shoes?
They just did a big write-up on New Balance's latest offering called Alertles.
What?
Alertles. I'm going to try to find these because I could not find them before. But
that's curious.
I just saw this this morning. So,
okay, yeah.
Alertles shoes.
Okay.
Because it's apparently a place.
Okay.
And they are essentially the what you would expect from like old...
Okay.
Kind of like old, old brown leather shoes.
Yeah, that's kind of the old,
with the
old,
black soles.
The old Buster Brown kind of shoes.
Thank you. That's it, Buster Brown. Yeah, that's it. Just a modern look with the, you know, the New Balance logo.
I think they look
everything.
Cool. Yeah, they look good, nice looking shoes.
Because you're old. No, I'm joking.
Well, you're not wrong.
You. Ain't I older than you?
Yeah, a little bit.
It's actually the second article that they've done on them. They did one on the brown version a few weeks ago, and now there's a white version out there. They describe them as downright orthopedic.
Does GQ need topics?
Yeah.
Sounds like they do. what are you doing, GQ? Come on.
We joke about this all the time. Fashion comes and goes. What was cool 20 years ago comes back, and all this. And the fashion industry is constantly looking at what's the new thing, because they can't predict this. When's the last time Milan or Rome or Paris gave us a fashion that everybody was wearing? That doesn't happen. We create the fashions, the people. Mm-hmm. Society does it. So they're constantly trying to figure out what the next big thing is or any of that. Maybe this is it. We all dress like seniors. We all, just everybody. Everybody start dressing. I'm like,
that's a great idea.
Like, no, but we haven't done that one. We haven't done that.
Wear comfortable
Bring
clothes.
Back polyester.
Yeah.
Everybody in slacks.
Get your chinos and out. Yes, you know, get those on there. Your dad and lads.
A writer for GQ declared that the brand has sidestepped the dad shoe trend and described it as the grandpa dad shoe into the mainstream.
Grandpa dad shoe?
The granddad shoe.
Granddad shoe. Grandpa, what the
heck? He says the granddad shoes movement is only just arriving. It might stay a while.
Okay, well. Now we know.
And these shoes are selling very well. Like, they're doing really well.
Maybe it's because they're comfortable and durable.
That's what I wanted to say, man. So I have, there's few things that I'm brand loyal to or anything like that when it comes to, you know, commerce. But I've mentioned before, Adidas, Chuck Taylors, those are pretty much the only shoes I've ever worn.
Right.
Are those brands. I was talking to a friend of mine and a commercial came up for New Balance and I see Shohei Ohtani on it. I'm like, my God, the New Balance got Shohei Ohtani. How do they do that? Like Nike, Adidas, even Reebok. Nobody else was able to land the biggest name on the planet in sports, but New Balance was able to.
Hey.
As soon as I mention it, like, this is a good friend of mine. I've known him for a while. He's not a salesman. Immediately went into sales pitch mode, like I thought he had stock in New Balance. Oh, bro, you got to try these. They're so comfortable. And that's all he talked about was how comfortable they are. I'm sitting there like, have I been walking around in uncomfortable shoes for like 20, 30 years?
We owe it all to Shohei, just like all things.
Yes.
We owe all things to Shohei.
I think that what you're saying about like comfort being the new fashion.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
Well, we did a story last week talking about how most of the younger generation, they're done with jeans. They're not wearing jeans anymore.
Both of my children are case in point. Mm-hmm. My gosh.
I feel a little bit silly about this because I know that we're not I know our generation wasn't huge about jeans either, didn't, you know, and all that. But we just kept doing it.
Yeah,
like,
this
is the first generation. It's like, well, no, we don't want to put the end
to the tyranny of the blue jean.
You can't do that. You can't. No, you have to suffer like the rest of us. It's not enough that you don't have to deal with commercial breaks. That's not enough. Then we got this.
Ah. Darn kids.
We will go to commercial break.
We're going to subject you.
Yes, you must listen to our commercials now.
That's right.
They are pretty awesome.
They are. They are really awesome. You enjoy those. We'll be back with more show, a morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a great Monday out there. Stay safe, everybody. Take it easy on those roads.
Mm-hmm.
There's a list online of things that have gradually disappeared over the past decade without people really noticing.
Okay.
And, you know, certainly there's certain things, you know, we've joked about before about where we were 10 years ago and what we're Googling and all that stuff and everything. Well, here are some of the things people say have slowly disappeared since then. Now, off the top of your head, you might not be able to think of much, but I think as we go through this list, things will pop up in your head. Feel free to reach out to us and let us know what you think. 715-424-2600, just a touch or two away on that Civic Media app, and you can always text in if you like.
Yes, please.
That good old $800 beater car that would actually run and drive.
Yes. Those are sadly a thing of the past.
Now they all need computer chips.
Yep. Yeah.
Can't, and you can't too expensive. Fix them yourself.
You cannot.
Keep this between the three of us, okay? I don't want Blue to hear this. I am actually in the process of looking for a new vehicle. I've noticed this. I've noticed that, you know. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm looking for an $800 beater, but that you see them in the, you know, used cars and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Just saying it. I don't see those anymore.
Yeah.
I don't
nope.
see that kind
you
of thing.
You do not.
Fairly priced streaming services.
Gone with the wind right yeah. there. Yep.
Remember when they were so happy you signed up for $4.99?
Yeah, I mean
any service, like yeah. anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You were right.
Small independent hardware stores.
Yes. Yeah. Sadly.
It's one of those businesses we really have. Like, yeah. I love the idea of people being able to try to do home improvement projects. I think right. that it feels good. There's something you could take pride in about it. And there's certain things you should be hiring an expert for or going to the hardware store and asking for, you know,
yeah, right.
advice.
Yeah, absolutely. That was one of the best parts of it, being able to ask for that advice there. Yeah.
Right.
Everything has become planned
obsolescence. Yes.
Obsolescence. Wow. I almost broke my tongue with that. Being built to last is gone. Technology and the price wars have ruined quality as an option.
In yep. a lot of ways, that is very correct.
They don't build stuff to last. They build stuff to break, so yep. you buy more.
Buy more.
We
waste more.
If you were yep. a kid like me and you were fortunate to have a papa like I did, you might have watched the Great Jeff Bridges movie, Tucker. All about yep. the Tucker vehicles mm-hmm. and the Tucker cars. And these cars, and this is not science fiction. This is based on a true story.
Yep.
Back in the early days of car creating, when the Tucker Car Company, then there are still, I believe, a handful of these Tuckers that are still out there. Mm-hmm. They were built too good. And the industry didn't like it. Mm-hmm. And the industry didn't like that you could buy one vehicle for 20 years, maybe even your lifetime.
Yep.
So they boxed them out of the industry mm-hmm. and made it so that, because they don't care. They don't care about us. Like, going back to what money does to people, and as far as buying your vote or any of these other things, when has money ever involved with caring? Outside right. of giving it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
Like, anytime anybody's asking for it, it's going to lead to something like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. The fact that they're attempting to dismantle the Consumer Protection Agency that was enacted by Congress says mm-hmm. everything you need to know.
Right.
Coins on the sidewalk. Or in the couch cushion. How about that?
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. Less cash going around right now.
A real live person answering a business telephone.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Especially for the big corporations.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry to do this. We try to do serious comedy, okay? I know that sometimes we have to talk about serious stuff, but we always try to end things on a light note or what have you. I apologize. I lose my mind. Toys and cereal boxes. What the what? Why are we not doing this?
That was one of the great things, man.
How dare you? Yeah. Whoever you are. The collective
you. You had to collect so many like UPC.
Yeah.
Or send them in. Yes. Oh, those were fun
and
too.
Then you get it in the mail. That's what I remember.
Yes. Yes. Those
the only
were great.
Toys in any kind of box were Cracker Jacks.
Got yeah. your ring. Little ring there.
Mm-hmm. A teacher said critical thinking and self-reflection.
Hey, that's something they should teach in schools.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one the parents should be also
and helping with
too.
That. Yes. yes Critical yes. thinking is important.
Physical checks as payment.
Yeah.
Wow.
Occasionally. Yeah. I still occasionally write a check every now and then, but boy, is it rare.
It does seem more yeah. and more mm-hmm. rare. And with all the talk of the getting rid of the penny or whatever, mm-hmm. I wonder if that is going to go. Checks.
Yeah. 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 That could be in the future.
Maybe, but not anytime too soon.
No. They'll have a small area where you probably still need to use them. So,
ownership. Everything is rented, leased, or subscription based now.
Yes.
So there's a reason for that.
Inadvertently, just nailed one of the issues that we have right now. It's a big one, everybody. This is bigger than you think.
I can't own music anymore, really. Like, mm-hmm. even when you literally pay for it and, quote, download it,
yep.
it can be taken away.
It can be taken away.
Yeah.
All that can be taken away from you unless you have physical media, which is why one of the reasons that physical media is on the rise again is because people are realizing, wait a minute, this is the only way I can own the music is if I have the CD or the tape, the cassette tape or the record, you know? Yeah. That's the only way if you own the physical object.
Someone said glaciers. Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, that's dark.
That's dark. That's
but
true.
It's true.
Another person said my hair, which is also dark, but true.
Or maybe light, depending
on your... Ah, nice.
I was hoping somebody... Nice. Nicely done. Nicely done. And semicolons.
Hey, I like semicolons.
I like them too.
They're useful.
They are useful, but people don't know how to use them.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. This is the big thing that no one is acknowledging. No one knows how to use punctuation.
We've
any
lost
punctuation.
A lot of that.
And I would, you know what? I'm going to say that this has actually been a running thing for many decades.
Yeah.
No. Think about it. When someone pointed out, okay, you're writing a paper in high school, okay? Someone pointed out, oh, you know, there should be a comma here. And then suddenly everything needs a comma. You know, it's like, oh, yes. I got to put a comma here and comma.
Yes.
People still, it's always been an issue. Just it's worse now, I think, but it's always been an issue.
It's one of those things that, you know, I hope it corrects itself, like a lot of these things.
Punctuation is good. It's important.
The easy way to correct it is do more reading.
That is a good point.
You just take it in.
Yes, that's true.
You take it in by visual. It's like it's almost like osmosis.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well done. We're going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour with the kitchens open. Beth will be joining us in just a little bit. We're looking forward to it. We're also looking forward to bringing you throughout the day and throughout the rest of this week, the Break into Spring Text to Win statewide contest. Your daily chance to win a Chula Vista giveaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cold
money,
hard
money,
cash.
Money.
All of this leading into, now, whether you win or not during the time you enter, you will certainly be entered for our grand prize drawing, the new queen mattress set from our friends at Verlo.
Yes, nice.
Ooh, who doesn't want a new mattress?
I'm telling you.
Be listening every day this week at the top of the 7, 11, 1, and 4 o'clock hours. We will give you a keyword to text to us through the Civic Media app. You can do it once during that hour, and then you can just sit back and like wait to win.
And chill.
But that's 4 times a day.
Yeah.
4 chances.
It's a really cool opportunity, a really fun contest. Big thank you to everybody who's already played along.
Yeah.
All of our sponsors, our sales, our marketing team. Nice
excellent
work,
stuff.
Everybody.
Yep.
That's been
and
a lot of fun.
All of our listeners who are giving us bragging rights.
That's right.
Yes, you guys are the best. You guys are awesome.
Doing awesome.
Be listening around at 11 a.m. hour. Jane and Greg will have another word for you. We'll have more fun for you coming up on The Morning Show.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the...